He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
Drew Berquist, this is my show, and before we get going today, lots to cover. In fact, there's so much to cover, I don't remember everything we're covering. We'll just kind of see where the notes take us as we go. But I want to show you something I was going to show you yesterday, which we didn't have loaded in. This is how apparently the European Union Parliament does business, or breaks. I don't exactly know what the hell's going on here. Take a look.
Redresse-toi, fais quelques pas. Tu es face à un rideau de lierre. Avec une main, écarte le rideau. Traverse un long couloir. Tu retrouves la cascade. Plonge tes bras à travers cette cascade pour attraper un arbre.
So that's some interpretive dance for you at EU Parliament. I mean, seriously, I joke about like the aliens, you know, people from you know, extraterrestrials looking at the Earth like, yeah, it's not worth it. Let's not go there. But yeah. What happened to this planet? There's African villages that are out there that are way more on point than so-called first world countries. They're like, yes, we need to get out of this village. Wait, have you seen the clip of interpretive dance at the EU Parliament? No, let me see it. Never mind.
We'll dirty, stay here.
Dirty water and terrorists are way better.
I just like how some of the faces of the people there were like...
Yeah.
What? What?
We're here to
this
talk.
Is this like, is this the opening ceremonies of the Olympics? Like,
oh my God, it's just so bad. So bad. All right, let's get to question of the day. There's no segue to this from interpretive dance, so we're just going to do it. The question today is, and there's a reason we're going to get to talking about, you saw it in the title too. We're going to talk a little bit more and show you some pictures, some interesting pictures of Taco Bell. But do you like Taco Bell? That's the question of the day. Do you like it? Do you... I'm going to keep it simple. I don't want to ask too many questions. You'll send in too many answers. Let us know your answers. Today's episode is powered by Red Beach Nation. They provide conservative beachwear for freedom-loving Americans. They're owned by this guy right here. So you got to go support it. Whether you live at the beach or traveling to one or just want to imagine yourself there, Red Beach's comfy patriotic apparel is sure to lift your spirits. Go to redbeachnation.com. Use promo code Drew to save 10%. Then we talked about it yesterday. Going to keep talking about it on and off for the next, I don't know, what, couple weeks here? Several weeks?
Yeah,
but we've got a monthly listener / viewer contest. So if you missed the show yesterday, then you're welcome. I'm gonna tell you about it right now. So you can go and follow the instructions on your screen. You can also go, Barb, you asked about it yesterday, I think it was. You can go to drewberquist.com, and on the top menu there, there is listener contest now. There is a new section for it. There's also a new section for the Drew Crew. Lots of stuff getting changed little by little over on the site, so you can go check it out there. But the instructions are right here on the screen. If you want to win $150 in free merchandise from Red Beach Nation, who I just talked about, all you got to do is follow these steps. You're going to go, and again, you can get these instructions in clickable link format over on drewberquist.com under listener contest. But you're going to go to This Is My Show with Drew Berquist on iTunes. That's Apple's iTunes podcast platform. Whether you listen to the show or not, whether you listen to it there, you could be a Spotify listener. You could just be someone who watches on YouTube or Rumble or Twitter or whatever. Go to iTunes, though, because this gives you a chance to win $150 in free merchandise. Go to iTunes, simply give a review, subscribe to the podcast, take a picture with it, you know, do a screenshot on your computer, take a picture with your phone, and then email the picture to producer@redbeachmedia.com, and we will announce the winner on May 30th. Again, you can go to drewberquist.com, listener podcast. All the information is there as well. We greatly listener appreciate you participating. What did you say, Disco?
Listener contest is the tab.
Listener contest.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
You said podcast.
Contest, yes. There is a tab for podcast too. Don't go to that one. Okay, also, while we're doing administrative stuff, several of you have signed up for the Locals annual plan and joined the Drew Crew. We've sent out, we're printing today, I should say, and several Drew Crew shirts are getting sent out, if not today, tomorrow, last that I checked with Shafi and the team. So those are doing. If you want one, once you sign up for Locals and the annual membership, what's going to happen is we'll send you a link in an email, at which point you can just choose blue or black shirt, provide your size, your address. We'll get it printed, if it's not printed already, and off to you. So that's how it works. Join. Everyone's in the Drew crew, but join it more officially. It goes to support the show, and then you get access to booze and banter, cigar sessions, all sorts of stuff. Okay, so what's the feedback on Taco Bell so far?
So it looks like we have two yeses, and then everyone else is saying no.
No, and no, hell no, no. Double no, no.
Three yeses.
Yeah.
Three yeses. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, for me, I'm not, never, like when I'm home, we don't eat fast food. There's not, you know, maybe Chick-fil-A is like the only place we'll go. That's about it. But when I'm on the road, I found out that the best fast food breakfast is Taco Bell.
You've told me that.
Who'd better not have a good breakfast burrito than Taco Bell?
Yeah.
But it's not like I frequent it or anything, because most of the time, if I do Taco Bell, it's at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
You're drunk.
And then yeah exactly. It's you know, because it's the only place open.
That's kind of what they were created for, which is interesting why they made the move, for what we're going to talk about here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So I would say, and I'll tell you this again then, I'm not, I think their products are garbage. I think it's the least quality food you could possibly eat. But not all of it tastes horrible. I just, it doesn't settle well with my stomach. No, like literally I can be in the drive-thru and my stomach knows, and it's like, you need to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, I haven't even eaten yet. My stomach's like, yeah, but you're gonna, and you need to go now. It's just, that's just one of those.
I mean, especially growing up in Florida, there's no White Castles. Well, there's one now in, you know, wherever it's at in Orlando or something, but there's no White Castle. So there's no other like midnight mistake other than Taco Bell really in Florida. But when you're up north, you got White Castles, Jack in the Butt, you got everything up there, you know?
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. Well, we'll come back to Taco Bell. I'm glad that most people were a no on that. I've never gotten the big push for Taco Bell. But okay, the left was Uting. They were Uting. It's a new word. Just go with it.
what words are you mashing up there? Just
they were using Biden. Okay. I was gonna say they're using Biden, but they're Uting him. That kind of makes sense. It kind of sounds like something he would say. But they're using him again to sign legislation. Here he is signing the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend Lease Act of 2022. Take a look.
Because it really matters. It matters.
I don't get. Use one pen. Son of a bitch. It's so stupid.
There you go. Done.
I get it's tradition, but use one pen. That's just stupid. But he said earlier when talking about that, I'm signing a bill that provides another important tool that directly supports the government of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people and their fight to defend their country and their democracy. Lots of N's in there, Joe, against Putin's brutal war. The cost of the fight is not cheap, but caving to aggression is even more costly. Sounds so poetic. So what does it do? So what's this do? Basically, it just gives a shit ton more money and weapons to Ukraine. But more specifically, the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act of 2022, which is probably the winner for the longest bill name of 2022 also.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. It's like, you keep reading it and like it's like my notes right? Like that's what it's called? But it's meant to ease some of the requirements for the U.S. to lend or lease military equipment to Kyiv. And basically, it just frees things up. It kind of cuts out some of the quote-unquote red tape, which I hate red tape, but in this case, I kind of wish there was more. But under this measure, Ukraine can request streamlined transfers of U.S. weapons and other security assistance. The U.S. will get guarantees that the country will replace, Ukraine will replace or reimburse the assets at a later date. Uh-huh. That's definitely going to happen. That's assuming we get to that point in time, if this thing doesn't cook off like it could and everyone dies. But to sum up what Joe has done so far, as he sends more money and he signs this bill, again, I say Joe, I mean his team. Friday, they announce a new weapons package for Ukraine worth $150 million. And that's his, that effort on Friday was his ninth installment of funds that brings the total military aid commitment to $3.8 billion since Putin invaded. That's a lot of money. And keep in mind, not only is it a lot of money, but he's asked for more, which we know it's not been approved yet. But this most recent 150 comes from the remaining 250 in presidential drawdown authority that he has, which is just kind of like a line for him, you know, that he can pull from. And it allows him to transfer things, send stuff without congressional approval. So now he needs more money. Now he needs approval. And he specifically wants the $33 billion that he requested from Congress, of which $5 billion would be set aside for additional drawdown funds. So this is a party, a DC machine, that on both sides, that wants war and does not listen to the people. Does not lead. We're not seeing leadership right now. I know you guys all know that. That's an obvious point. But you know who is showing leadership? Who is going against the grain and doing what's good for everyone? Big D, Ron DeSantis. He was at it again. And to be clear, we've not clarified if he has a big D or not. We just call him that. But I think he does. I think he probably does. But he signed a new law on Monday that requires students to learn about communism and established a state holiday called Victims of Communism Day. House Bill 395 is going to require special instruction on Victims of Communism Day, which will be November 7th of each year. Here was DeSantis talking about the issue. Take a listen.
Today, I am signing HB 395, which will officially designate November 7th as Victims of Communism Day to honor the more than 100 million people who have fallen victim to communist regimes across the world.
That's how you do it. Don't just complain. Don't just whine about how the left is waging a culture war on our children. They are. Fight back, though. Do something. This legislation, his policies on freedom during the pandemic, which is why everyone's moved here. Again, make sure you're not bringing your blue politics with you. But his policies during COVID, the parental rights education bill, are just some examples. And then, of course, this. There's some examples of how you do this.
You know, I was talking to my sister. She's a teacher.
Okay.
In Dallas. And she was actually talking about this. And I didn't know which way she was going to lean on it and everything. And because we don't always agree. And she was like, this is great. She goes, they're taking history out of schools. You know, and so this is going to, you know, like the only way for us to get better as a, this is her saying, the only way for us to get better as a nation is if we learn from our mistakes. If we take it out of our history, then we'll never learn from it. And then she talked about how there's the schools over in Germany at young ages, they learn about the Nazis and how it was wrong and stuff. And then when they get to a certain age, they take them to the concentration camps so they can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't want to be here again. We don't want this to happen again.
Right.
So it's this is fantastic. I think this is great. This will, everyone will understand. I hope this helps change people now that are out of school, but because then maybe their kids are going to learn about it, and then that's going to help change their minds, because it's something people are like, oh no, we need this. Like, yeah, look at Venezuela, how they doing? They're eating out of you know, trash trucks.
Yeah.
Now how's that going for them? You know.
Well, it's just, I mean, we're up against something very. I was just talking to Chuck Woolery on his show about, you know, something I talk about on my show all the time, which is, you know, kind of the balkanization of America, getting to places like this. And you, it's really important, guys, because it's beyond a mask policy or this policy or that policy. It's what's happening in the schools. And maybe you don't have kids there anymore, but you don't want people growing up in your community being taught all the stuff that they're trying to do right now. So, you know, DeSantis is setting the bar high. He's setting the example. He's doing it right, because he's again going against loons who were on the other side. People on the other side who are pushing for stuff like this. You've got people like Lizzie 164th Indian Warren talking still about student loans and debt forgiveness and all this stuff. And of course, Biden's been talking about it too. Listen to her justification here, And notice the heartstrings she tries to pull on. But listen to why she thinks it's okay. And there's someone, to the credit of The View, which are the most vile creatures and the worst show in the history of television, who kind of pushes back against the idea here. Look at this scene.
I mean, you've been fiercely advocating for the president to cancel student loan debts. But really, only 13% of Americans even have federal student loan debt. So is this really the best way to reach most voters? And also, what do you say to someone like me who worked two jobs for a decade to pay off all their student loans, just finished? Where do I sign up for reimbursement?
Mm-hmm. So let's start out with who has student loans today. About 40% of the folks with student loans don't have a college diploma. They're folks who tried.
Yeah.
They're folks who tried and life happened. Pregnancies, they were already working two jobs and lost one of them. Mom got sick, family had to move somewhere else. And now they earn what a high school grad earns, and they're trying to pay off college-level debt, and it is crushing their bones.
Well, it's not crushing their bones, it's crushing their soul, if we're being fair. But yes, Liz, life did happen. And this is, in fact, you should know this now. Somehow you don't. It's remarkable. I don't know if she's in her 60s, 70s, or how old she is. Doesn't matter. This is how life works. It doesn't always turn out. A good portion of the time, it doesn't turn out. And you know what else is true here? What's life is that they signed the paper, which outlined their responsibilities, whether or not they finished school. Find a loan out there that says, look, if you crash your car, no sweat, you don't have to pay off the balance. Or if you fail out, you have a baby, your mother needs care, and you're all she has. Whatever the scenario is, you don't have people who are like, disregard everything you sign and the huge amount of money that we said you owed us. We're going to give you a pass on this one. That's not how it works. You pay the balance. Whatever the scenario is, you finish school, you don't finish school. There's some awful things that could happen to you, no doubt. But again, that's life. And it sucks sometimes. But stop with the sob stories. It is not everyone else's responsibility to pay off the loans of people who could not finish school or cannot pay their loans back, even if they did finish school. Whatever the reason is, it's just simply not. I'll tell you right now, it is not my job. I feel for some of the people, but at the same time, I don't give a damn. It's just not my problem. Go cry to somebody else. I'm not doing it. I was joking earlier on Twitter. I didn't even look at it to see if it did anything. But like, we're literally in the era now where this kind of stuff makes sense to half the population. And you look at what happened over the weekend with the Supreme Court justices and the felonies that were committed, yet there was nothing that happened. You look at 2020, look at all this stuff. You can just choose whatever the hell you want to do and whatever rules you want to follow. And if you don't want to follow them, no problem. No problem. We'll give you a safe space. Break the law, then go hang out. We'll send you on vacation. It's great. It's not great. It's insanity. This world is absolutely insane, and I hate it. I hate it. I just do. That's just where we are. Hopefully that's not too much. Just goes like, oh my God, I'm not talking. All right.
No, I agree with you because, hey, I went to college. I'm still making payments now. And it's like, I said yes, and I'm going to work my ass off till I pay that off.
Right.
Just like I work my ass off to pay off my car and the house and everything. You know, it's all there. So why... Hey, you know, it'd be great to get a handout, but someone else is paying that. And I know my tax dollars that I pay is paying that. I'm not looking for a handout. I love what I do. And I was taught at a young age, work hard for what to pay for these things and get all these things done. Okay. It's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Done.
Done.
Doesn't matter. So that's why I was quiet. Cause I agree with you.
No. I'm just teasing. Well, it's ridiculous. It's beyond frustrating, but again, it's also where we are. It's also where we are. Just continue to push back and don't go along with this nonsense. All right, everyone, smash that like button, whichever platform you're on, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, plus sign over there, the glove if you're on the app. I don't know why we have to have two different symbols there, but we do. So please do that. If you're on a different platform, hit it there as well. We're grateful that you are here. Please make sure you're subscribed to Rumble and YouTube. You're following the pages on each and every other platform. It's good to have for redundancy. It's good to have just because it helps us push through the algorithms, all that stuff. So please do that. Continue to engage. Continue to share. And then make sure you get on over to goldco.com/Drew. It's looking like, I tell you this every day, it's looking a lot like 2008 again. Insane inflation, $30 trillion in debt, which is hilarious listening to Joe Biden talk about this. We've actually got a clip on some of that later on in the show. But if you've got $50,000 or more in your IRA, your 401k, your savings account, you could be at risk. So we've got a solution for you. Go ahead and call GoldCo at 855-717-3188 or visit goldco.com/Drew to get a free gold IRA kit. You can see it on the screen. You could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they've helped place nearly $1 billion in precious metals. So again, call 855-717-3188 or visit goldco.com/Drew. So Hunter Biden, I always just love the ominous music. Hunter Biden, the Charlie Sheen of the political world, basically. Back in the news. You could see him half naked on the thumbnail for today's episode. And no, he's not back in the news. He didn't impregnate another stripper. He didn't sniff Parmesan cheese. He wasn't the bag man for another Biden family money laundering scam, at least not in this case. No. Hunter's now apparently got a sugar brother. His world, the way he operates, you know, sleeping with his dead brother's wife, his dead brother's daughter, all that stuff. Like, he just does things so different. And now he's helped come up with a new term, sugar brother. Because this mystery man who's helped him out has really deep pockets. And the mystery man is Hollywood attorney Kevin Morris. That's Hunter's sugar brother. And he's apparently very generous because he's helping Hunter out in a big way. Morris earned his fortune, just as some background, negotiating several licensing deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars for Matt Stone and Trey Parker, who are the creators of South Park. And while his entertainment law firm also has represented the likes of Matthew McConaughey, Chris Rock, Ellen DeGeneres, Scarlett Johansson, and more, he's also a published author, having released a collection of short stories entitled White Man's Problems back in 2015. Sounds like a great read. Followed by a novel entitled All Joe Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, Knight, in 2016. And I bring up Morris and his background and his deep pockets because he paid Hunter Biden's $2 million overdue tax bill. That's quite the gift right there.
Yeah.
No mention if this $2 million is a loan, if it's a gift, or what he expects from the big guy in return. No, you know. Not 100% certain. There's one theory we'll bring up here in a second, but just so you know, this guy, it's not just the $2 million. Morris also pays Hunter's $20,000 a month rent for his Malibu home. The Secret Service pays, actually, you and I pay, $30,000 a month for the house next door so they can protect Hunter. But that's not it either. It keeps going. Morris also gives Hunter a weekly allowance. And while we don't know how much that is, the number's not been made public, and we aren't aware of any chores that he has to do to receive this allowance. He just gets it. He gets allowance. So he gets allowance. His rent paid and his $2 million tax debt paid. But it continues. Morris also acts as Hunter's art agent and brokers the deals for Hunter's overvalued paintings and sculptures. And overvalued, of course, is an overstatement. I mean, you've got kindergarten classes that do better art, but Hunter sells his for $500,000. So what is really the trade-off here? The theory that makes the most sense is that Morris is allegedly developing a documentary about Hunter's laptop from hell and how the Russians planted it to help sway the 2020 election. So he's taking that already falsified, proven wrong theory that just is out there to slander Trump and protect people like, in this case, Hunter Biden, that the Russians did all this. But what's interesting about that scenario or that theory is that selling one documentary would not be profitable for Morse's investment. You know, everything he's putting in there, like, is that really a good ROI? Unless he gets really lucky, and maybe he's got the contacts, maybe he's got the deal already worked out behind the scenes where he sells it to a platform for some crazy ass sweetheart deal and does, you know, a ton of business with left-wing politicians and supporters like Netflix. Who knows? But again, it doesn't seem like, just on the surface, a documentary for millions upon millions of dollars, because again, it's not just the tax bill, is a good arrangement. Particularly for someone like Morris, who's got a reputation and a history of being a savvy, solid negotiator. So it's got, the whole thing just kind of reeks, right? It reeks of another Biden family scam wrapped up in a web of lies and deceit. And it's only a matter of time before more unsavory and potentially illegal activities are reported about this arrangement. And of course, when that does happen, the media is not going to say a damn thing about it. Because they play the same card over and over and over. What do we do? Well, this just happened. Just go with plan A. What about plan B? No, we just have plan A. We only do plan A. But it works every time because the American people are naive and stupid. That's what's happening. Yay. So more Hunter Biden.
Yeah, to me, it's like with the whole documentary thing, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, even, you know, we were talking, 2 weeks ago about Netflix and how much money they were losing due to people pulling their subscription and all that stuff. And we know that the Obamas got so much money from their deal. Mm-hmm. How many years later we finally see content?
Yeah.
How many, like, well, you know, it's, you know, like, cool. I'm glad that worked out for Netflix. You know, film is a hard enough place to make money anyway. Documentary is an even more narrower place to make money.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. This feels like just the wrapping of a package that has just garbage inside of it.
Right.
You know, like oh yeah, this is what it is. And it's
garbage.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who friggin' know? There's nothing on the up and up with this crew. I mean, I'd love for the sake of humanity to think and believe otherwise, but when 10 times out of 10, what these people, the Bidens, have been involved in is nefarious and corrupt, you can kind of assume that this is also nefarious, corrupt, and there's something going on behind the scenes with it that's Lord knows what. Lord knows what. All right, let's continue on with today's show. Real quick, guys, please check out strikeman.io. You can save big this month. Big this month. You can get training at home. We've talked a lot about this. We had some banter back and forth about it yesterday, guys. You can improve your firearms, your firearm training. You can be more confident. You can save on ammunition. You can do all of that stuff by getting Strikeman. Go to strikeman.io. It's just $79 this month if you use promo code TRAININGDAY. Again, strikeman.io. It's not strikeman.com. Strikeman.io. Our audience gets it for $79 this month. If it doesn't work, you don't like it after 15 days, it doesn't improve your accuracy, send it back. They'll refund you. It's a great, helpful tool to use. It's not the end-all, be-all. It is a great, helpful tool. We need lots of tools. We need lots of training. We need lots of time on target. And this is another helpful tool. So go again to strikeman.io. Use promo code TRAININGDAY at checkout, and you will get it for $79. Okay, remember how we spoke yesterday about nearly, 40% of abortions, just under, but nearly 40% of abortions took place in the Black community, and how Planned Parenthood had been doing this, and they'd been carrying on Margaret Sanger's, wishes and goals and all of this stuff, right? So here was how a Black church responded to the discussion going on and responded to Trump's efforts back in the day to stop abortion, stop funding for Planned Parenthood. And he, the pastor here even references the same numbers we discussed yesterday. Take a look.
Black radio. They're not running it on white radio. They're running it on Black radio. And they're telling the Black folk on the commercials that the president has cut funding to Planned Parenthood, and it's designed to affect women's health care choices. And so this is supposed to hurt us. But what they're not telling now Black people in the commercial, the funding that he cut is abortion. And he told Planned Parenthood, I won't cut this money if you promise us with this money you won't do abortions. They said, no, we're going to keep doing our abortion. He said, then you're not going to get the money. With the way abortion disproportionately affects us, I praise the Lord for that. I think that's a good move, because I think we ought to live. We have a right to live. We have a right to live. We make up 13% of the population. Our women make up 8% of the 13%, and the ovulating women make up 3% of that 8%. So that 3% of women are responsible for 39% of the nation's abortions. And I thank God for every effort that slows that process down.
I love it. Just telling the truth, right? As Winkler says, finally people are waking up. Sadly, not enough, but yes. But no one will share that. Or it won't be, we're sharing it right now, so I guess we can't say no one, but not enough people will share that. It's just, it's great to see people from all communities, Americans, because that person right there speaking is an American. That's how we should see them, are speaking the truth and talking about how in the case of him and his church and the numbers that are being discussed that we shared, that he just shared, that are being, that are true and accurate but aren't being communicated. It's so important that people realize that's what's happening and then realize the intent, and it's malintent, behind what is happening with Planned Parenthood, what's happening in these minority communities throughout our country, and what's happening particularly as it regards to abortion, and then what the reasoning is behind said intent. But again, no one's going to share that stuff. But more of that needs to happen. Do it from the pulpit. Do it from schools. Do it from wherever. Share the truth, and then let people decide how they feel. We're going to have a lot more people on our side if they would just be told what's happening. They'd have access to the truth, and they do. They have access to the truth, but it's not being shared like it should be. And as this whole abortion discussion goes on, and keep in mind, guys, as we talk about the protests that happened this weekend at Roberts and Kavanaugh's house and the threats on Alito to the point where he had to cancel an event and all of that stuff, that the official decision, this is just a leaked draft opinion right now. The official opinion and decision has not been made, which is why we're experiencing all that we're experiencing now. But these protests that we're seeing are only going to get worse. We've seen cops assaulted in Los Angeles and elsewhere. We've seen what I just discussed, all these places. And guys, it's going to get worse. They will expand into more personal locations, locations that might affect you too, on an individual level, on a family level, like church. Take a look. This was at church this weekend.
Hey, you get off of him. You are not attacking anybody.
You're attacking me right now. Who started attacking me?
No, you're going towards our preacher.
All of these people watching.
You can't go towards our preacher. You get out of it. It's not. You turned it into something else.
You
have to keep you away from the preachers.
You
have to keep you away from the preachers. You got to get away from
respecting women. You want to come and attack them.
Respect us.
Respect us. Do you want to respect?
Yes, you guys want respect. We want respect too.
We want respect.
I understand that.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
You're
disrespectful. You know what?
I promise you, I understand.
You gotta commit yourself.
I understand. We are with you. But please,
there is more.
This is so disrespectful.
Wow. Please,
this is such a falsity. You even practice Christian things when you're out there. You can't attack our princess.
Thank you.
So this is why you keep like a live cougar or a leopard, whatever, any big cat in cages in like each corner of big churches like that. And then you just let them go. Let them go. I love how they started the organ up too after all the awkward silence. Somebody play the
Get organ. Edna. Edna.
Somebody wake Edna up. Jeez. Oh, man. But I mean, seriously, guys, there's lots of comments coming in from you guys. It's ridiculous. You know, you would think that it wouldn't happen in areas that are close to you. It wouldn't happen at churches. It wouldn't happen at grocery stores. It wouldn't happen, you know, at any place that you happen to experience. You think that you just see it on social media. But this is all happening. Everything we've shown you this week and last week, everything that we've discussed this week and last week, this has happened ahead of anything official. If this thing is actually overturned, which again changes nothing, they're just too dumb to understand that, they're going to lose their minds. It's going to get nasty. And you're going to see it in lots of places that you maybe didn't think you'd see it. You're going to see it more often than certainly we should. And as Ursoid says, look, Ursoid says, I'm not religious, but you don't interrupt anyone's religious services. Exactly. Look, I care a lot about my faith. My family is at church every weekend, not as a boasting point, but we're there because we believe it. We love it. We love the community. We love what's going on there, and we love it for our children. We also have a Muslim who lives in our house. I wouldn't go to mosque. I wouldn't go to a synagogue and disrupt it because I disagree with some of their, you know, I wouldn't go to a boot. You just don't do that. You don't do it. Take religion out of it. You don't do it at a political event. Look, if you don't want to hear someone stump, you don't want to hear someone share their political values and beliefs as they're running during a campaign, don't go to their event. You don't want to listen to Don Lemon? Change the channel. I never watch Don Lemon. I don't watch Hannity. Whoever it is, whatever, fill in the blank. How we've gotten to this point in time where everyone feels like it's their right and their need to weigh in with their opinion, to protest. It just doesn't make any, it's not how this is supposed to be. And I know that everyone knows that. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but I just don't get it. I don't get it. All right. Then speaking of the community who's so upset about this in particular, and it's women, and it's all of their kind of more radical communities, and not specifically, you know, the same issue here, but just speaking of two crazy ass issues that are going on in our country, you know, because again, prior to 2 weeks ago when the draft opinion leaked out, it was all about identity, trans issues, this, that, and the other. And then they got kind of put on timeout because women were important again, and there was actually, you know, two genders again, which there won't be for long. And apparently there's not anymore, because now we're talking about it again here. Because speaking of the LGBTQ community and whatever other letters they put in there, the whole woke train has now run over Taco Bell, which is why I asked about Taco Bell earlier. And according to them, their views of the world, some lucky fans of the fast food restaurant will have the chance to watch drag performances from the comfort of a Taco Bell cantina. Taco Bell kicked off their new drag brunch on May 1st at its flagship cantina in Las Vegas. In May to June, the Taco Bell drag brunch tour will make its way to four other cities. So it's going on tour: Chicago, Nashville, New York City, Fort Lauderdale. Don't worry, you might not miss it if you're in and around those four cities or Vegas.
Is this from the same guy, that teacher that put on that drag show at the high school?
Lord knows. It's it's,
he got fired. Like, I got an idea. Taco Bell.
They probably have some mutual friends on Facebook. If not, or on Grindr, one of the two, I don't know, whatever. But like the idea, do you have friends on Grindr, or is that just swipe left and right? I have no idea.
I don't know. I've never been on.
That's good. If you knew the answer to that, I'd have some concerns. But the idea came, here's some pictures, by the way, but the idea for the brunch came from members within Taco Bell's LGBTQIA+, whatever, employee resource group, Live Mas Pride, according to a company release. They said, the company said, quote, "We understand the importance of creating safe spaces for the LGBTQIA community and are thrilled to provide a unique experience that spotlights and celebrates the wonderful art form of drag and its influence and culture with their chosen families." Is that an art form? Drag? I mean, what? Is it really? Like,
I guess it's a way of self-expression.
It's something.
I guess. So I guess that would be, you think of like as interpretive dance, I guess, you know what I mean? Like it's an inward like expression coming out. So I guess, maybe, I guess.
Can we, by the way, as you say that, can you pull the interpretive dance thing back up? because I want to look at this girl who's actually about, you're about to see her. She's in the kind of light pink.
Okay.
Like, I don't feel like she's interpreting everything. I think she's just moving her arms. I don't think she knows what she's doing. I think she's a fake interpretive dancer. It was quick. It was quick. And then the guy in the pink who just went by too, he's jumping.
Maybe that girl in the pink was just like, I really have to go to the bathroom.
Maybe.
Felt like she had to join the line to get out. I don't know. But Ursoy, drag is an art form when a straight guy does it.
I just saw that. I don't know if I can agree with that, but I'm sure that the world does. I just I tend to go a little counterflow with
now,
the culture.
There was one thing I saw a while ago. It was like a trivia, it was just more like a random fact, but Dolly Parton actually went out for a drag queen Dolly Parton lookalike contest, and she lost.
Interesting.
Yeah, the judges were like, no, and they didn't know it was her. And they were like, no, your boobs are way too big and your hair is way too, that's not how Dolly does it. And she's like, honey, I'm Dolly. Like, she like pulled out her license to be like, look, this is who I'm,
Dolly. I'm me, sweetheart.
But she lost in her own contest.
That's disappointing. That's you never want to lose in your own contest. But for
some reason, when you said this to me earlier, I honestly thought at first that was a ping pong paddle. Not a mirror.
Well, I mean, I guess you could use it as one.
But then I started reading the notes and the story we were going. I was like, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it now.
The colors, there's a lot of color pop on this graphic they made. I'll say that.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see that painted on the side of a Taco Bell like as a mural, like this image.
Yeah. Definitely. It's, yeah.
Mm. Wait, those are burritos or whatever in her hair or his hair.
Are they? Right? I don't know. I can't. It's too small for me. It's not good, whatever it is. I don't know. Apparently, drag performer and taco extraordinaire Kay Sadia, I don't know if you say it Sadia, no one cares, host each show that they're going to be having, which is, again, open to adults. And I said this earlier, so it's disappointing, right? It's disappointing that this is where we are in society. More disappointing than Taco Bell starting a drag show is kids being taught it and having, you know, drag queen reading sessions. That's, you know, eons worse than what we're talking about here.
But
it's also not good. It's just not good that, like, why does everyone have to get involved in this? Again, we're talking about a fraction of a percentage or a fraction of a fraction of the U.S. population who falls in this community. And I'm not saying that they don't have value. They're not important. And I hope that they live happy lives, whatever the hell they choose to do and whoever they choose to do. But like, we don't all have to go along with this because of it. Some people just want to get drunk and go eat Taco Bell at 2 a.m, not watch a drag show.
But now there'll be a drag show there.
Yeah. And I'm sure when they're drunk, they're going to love it. They're going to be like, this is great.
That or they're going to be like, we're in the wrong place.
Yeah, possibly. Hopefully that's the case.
Yeah.
But anyways, to me, like I said earlier, like it comes out the wrong end when I eat Taco Bell. It just, sorry, that's TMI, but like it's just, again, like even before I eat it, my stomach's like, you're in trouble. But now Taco Bell's basically, for someone like me, they'd be forcing it to come out of both ends because you're sitting there watching drag throwing up as you're also dealing with explosive diarrhea. It's not good. It's just, don't like to see it. Don't want to experience it. Jay Winkler. A lot of people think that. A lot of people think that, Winkler. Crap through a screen afterwards, I'll pass, says Shirley. Steven, I'd walk out. D-Man, Taco Bell's great if you like pissing out of your ass. That's pretty much what I'm saying. But yeah, I agree. That's pretty much what happens. So here's the one silver lining I'll say to that. You've got awful oils and fake ingredients in your body, but everything passes through so much. So it's like, do all those calories stay? Does that not count as a meal? Can you just, you know,
is it like a good, you know, you don't have cleanse? To go to the drugstore to get the cleanse. You just go to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
I mean, what other place can you get 20 tacos for $10? I mean,
no, it's an amazing deal. It's an amazing deal. It's just, to me, you feel like you just ate eggs. Like after you've had like some scrambled eggs, like after a little bit, you're pissed. You're like, I didn't, or cereal. Like there's a lot of breakfast foods. I feel like once you're done, you're like, did I eat anything? Taco Bell, same way. I had 4 chalupas, 10 soft tacos and some whatever, something else. And I'm starving because I shat it all out before I was done. Like, they should have bigger stalls at Taco Bell so you can be eating and going to the bathroom at the same time. And, that, like, servers in the bathroom. Maybe that's too much. Probably too Maybe. Much. Yeah.
I'm going back trying to see if there's any questions from earlier. I know we still got some time in this first half here. So.
Well, or we could just call the bartender and...
Another round. I'll have another. Yeah, someone asked earlier about the Morris, like Kim Clara said, what do the Bidens have on Morris? And that's true. Like, come on, he's paying for everything for Hunter. Like, what do they have on him where he feels like he has to do this? Pay for his house and the allowance and pay for his tax bill and all that stuff.
You know? Something. I don't know. So Demolition just asked, do you think the Senate will pass the pot bill? I don't know. And I haven't, I'll be honest with you, Demo, I haven't seen what the, you know, the predicted numbers are. I don't have as much of a problem as I used to with pot and marijuana. Again, I've told you guys this. Some people do. I used to, because I've seen how it's helped, you know, some of my brothers, you know, who've served overseas and the benefits for other health issues as well. I have way less of an issue with it. People are going to get it anyways. So I'm not all against it. I'm not necessarily 100% in for it either, but while it would make sense, certainly with this makeup of government that we have right now, that it would get through. I also, you know, some of the establishment GOP types, you know, you've got a Mormon and Romney. Like there's a lot of people who I think, I don't know all that to say, all my rambling. I don't know that the Dems will get enough votes from our side to get it through. But then again, they might not need them. So we'll see.
Think of all the politicians blind by Big Pharma who are afraid of it because, you know, it's a drug that you can take that you don't get addicted to. You're not, you know, it's something that they can't make money off of. You know, there's also those, you know, the FDA and everything, they're doing these researches on psychedelics and how it helps with PTSD and trauma and all that stuff. And they said, this isn't like you come back to it all the time. Like you take it once and you may not ever need it again because you'll be cured.
Yeah.
No big pharma, no pharmaceutical company is down for that.
No.
Well, and you know, because hey, the world's cured of all its problems, but yeah, they're not making any money.
No. Well, as Feathercatcher said, and I'm so glad that it did. It helped her through her cancer, and that's awesome. And that's been the story for a lot of people. There's a lot of, you know, whether it's that or whether it's an autoimmune type thing, there's a lot of issues that it helps with, which is why I've come around on it. And then you think about it and you actually study it and learn on it. Cause a lot of people it's sad, but a lot of people just hear, and again, this, I'm not some advocate for it. I'm just telling you what I'm thinking here, but a lot of people hear and think it's bad and it's illegal, so it's gotta be awful. But the reality is what Disco just brought up here is there's so many people who would lose if it became legal, which is one of the reasons why that narrative and that message has been pushed that it's awful. But it's been used for thousands of years. We're talking like back in biblical times, people would use that and CBD oil and all these things to help some major chronic issues. So, man, I, 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 I have no problem with it. And I think probably it should go through. I just don't know if it will, because of some of the people we have on our side. And then also, again, as Disco brought up, Big Pharma carries a lot of weight in this country. Way, way too much weight. Way too much weight. And I think, as a side point, I think there's a lot. Tell me if you guys agree. But I think that there's a lot of people on the conservative side of the aisle who are coming around on it. It used to be, you know, no, that doesn't seem very, very like smart. And that doesn't, it just seems like a bad thing. It's just, you know, no. Tisk, tisk. But I think there's a lot of people seeing the value in it now for health reasons, for PTSD reasons, for all that kind of stuff. So I think the tide is turning on that particular issue. So we'll see. Okay. We're going to head into our quick, and I mean real quick, little break here. It's the end of the road for you folks over on Legacy Social Media. We greatly appreciate you being there on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere else that you might be watching the show from. There's so many, I'm not going to list them all. But it is time for you to get over to Rumble. Rumble.com/Drew Berkowitz. You can go to Rumble, just search Drew Berkowitz, look for my logo, look for my ugly mug. You'll find it. We'll continue the show there. We got lots coming up. We got some stuff on de Blasio, some stuff on Trump. There, guys, you're going to want to get there for sure, all you meat eaters out there. There's an allergy. There's this new tick out there. We're going to talk about it that could cause a meat allergy for you. AOC would be thrilled, but you won't be. So we'll talk about that. We've got some other stuff we're going to touch on. All that's coming up over on Rumble. We'll see you there.
Hey, we like you, but if you're on Legacy Social Media, your live feed pretty much ends now. Continue watching today's live episode and engaging on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Berkowitz. Again, that's rumble.com/Drew Berkowitz.